am Darlene Holliday. This is the interview with Kay Shrout for the Arkansas Extension Homemaker Council Oral History Program. This is being done on October the 4th, 2011 at the Extension office in Mount Ida, Arkansas in Montgomery County. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording transcript and any other related material will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
Yes, I am willing to do that.
First, I'd like you to give your complete legal name and spell it for me and tell me the city and county in which you presently reside.
My name is Kay P. Shrout, K-A-Y-E, middle initial P, S-H-R-O-U-T. I live in Story, Arkansas, S-T-O-R-Y.
This is going to be a very informal interview. I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers program and the good times and the challenges. What has been your association with Extension Homemakers program as a member or as a professional agent or specialist?
I've been a county extension agent for 38 years. November of 17th of this year will make 38 years. That's 2011. I was the daughter of an extension homemaker. My mother was in EHC in the 50s and 60s and 70s. So I've had a lot of experiences with extension homemakers.
How did you learn about the Extension Homemaker Program?
My mother is the one who told me about that, and also I knew Miss Ola Mae Walton, who was the county extension agent, and she also told me.
Okay. How long have you been associated with the program?
For 38 years.
Okay. What has been your association with the Extension Homemakers Program?
I've been a county extension agent for 38 years, and then I was a 4-H'er for 10 years, and a lot of the Extension Homemakers were judging the events that we had for 4-H. And then as a child, I went with my mother to Extension Homemaker Club meetings because she was a member of the Story EHC Club.
Okay. On this one, it says for members only, but it asks when was the first club that you were associated with and what year. Do I need to ask
that? I'll just go ahead. My mother was in the Story EHC Club, and I went with her to meetings. She was a teacher, and so I was off in the summer, and so was she. So we went, and so that was in the early 60s, whenever I went to all those EHC Club meetings each summer.
Okay, are you presently a club member?
Yes, I am. A couple of years ago, it was determined that agents could also be EHC members, and so I joined in.
Please name the club in the county and the district that you belong to.
I'm a member at large of the Montgomery County Extension Homemakers Council. This is in the Ouachita District.
Okay. Do you have any special remembrances of the first meeting or that first club?
I remember as a child that my mother, we went to many different EHC activities. These were held at the Story School, and they did a lot of skits and games and learning activities. They did canning, but I remember they had a lot of fun. The women of the community just loved going to EHC. They had an activity called Queen for a Day that they recognized one of their EHC members each year. And my Aunt Cindy had lost 100 pounds, and so the time I remember the most was whenever she was the queen for the day. And they told all good things about her and brought up things from her past and made her a crown and a little cloak to wear, a robe. And so it was just a fun day for everybody.
Why did you join?
I joined because I believe the same values that EHC members have. I believe in that the home is the greatest force that most character things have to happen in the home. I believe in community. I believe the work that is done that helps other people is very important to making a strong community. And EHC people are committed to a strong community and a strong family life, and I also believe that.
Why have you continued your membership?
Well, I've just started, but I plan to continue it because I love the projects that EHC does. They're always helping less fortunate people. They're making the community a better place to live. I like those kinds of activities, and that's why I like EHC.
How involved did you become? It says list offices, committees, chairmanships, and special responsibilities you've held.
As an extension agent, I have not been active on that aspect of the work. But my mother was a club officer, and my mother-in-law, who was my aunt, was the council president. So I have seen firsthand the leadership that it develops, the opportunities that it offers to empower women, especially women in rural communities.
Okay. Have you attended state council meetings? And if so, what year did you attend your first one? And do you have any special remembrances of that event?
I only attended state council meetings, state EHC meetings, when I became an agent. But one of my first memories was whenever they had it in Fayetteville, I had just had my baby. And so they gave an award to the person attending who had the youngest child, and I won it. Because I just had my baby, and I live next door to that, and that's the reason why I was there.
How has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
EHC has touched my life many ways. One is that I have seen the results of kind, caring community people who are EHC people help the less fortunate, and I have seen the difference that it has made in their lives. One of the programs that we did was called Care to Share, and this was reaching low-income young homemakers and their children, and I saw the difference that coming to that program made in the lives of these young people. I saw people being encouraged to go to college and completing their college degree. I saw people learning to preserve food for their family. I saw them learning to learning parenting skills that help them with their children. So I have seen a lot of wonderful things that EHC has done.
What has been your favorite event or activity?
I have a lot of favorites, but I think the Care to Share program was one of my favorites, but the quilt show that we do each year, the Quartz Quilts and Craft Festival that is held at Mount Ida, and the spelling on that festival is Quartz, Quilts, Quiltz, and Craft, Crafts. That is a wonderful opportunity for the community to come together. I also enjoy Operation Santa Claus, which provides Christmas presents to approximately 200 to 300 children in our county each year. I love that because I know it's important for children to know that people care about them. And I like the food pantry. Extension Homemakers provide most of the resources as far as volunteer labor for the food pantry, and I think that is so important that we have to keep food on the table, especially for our children, so that their brains and their bodies can develop.
Okay, what has been your least favorite event or activity?
Actually, I've liked it all. I suppose reporting is one of my least favorites.
Okay, what changes have you experienced in the Extension Homemaker organization?
When I started 38 years ago, a lot of the work that was done, the agent provided the training for the ladies and gentlemen. And now I see that EHC leaders are talented, very well-educated people, and they do not need someone to train them. Actually, they are training others. So the leadership the leadership aspect of it has changed. I think diversity is another change. When EHC started, it was primarily for women, farm women. And now I see that men are involved, and I also see that it's not just for rural farm women, it's for any woman that would like to, any woman or man that would like to join.
Okay. Did I ask you that one about the changes? I did, didn't I? Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people? It's a good thing I'm not doing this.
Extension Homemakers have taught me a lot about people because it is a people organization. So I've learned from EHC. My first county was Madison County, and I was a young agent. I was a young woman right out of college. And they taught me a whole lot. Actually, they say they trained me, and that's right. They did. So I've learned a lot of things.
Any other memories, experiences, or thoughts that you would like to share?
Well, in growing up, my mother really thought a lot of the Extension Service, and she was a devoted EHC member. Every year, we had to participate in all the things that EHC did. We had to participate in the county fair. My mother would help put up the EHC educational booth at the fair each year, and then she would be there to bring me so that I could help put up the 4-H educational booth at the county fair. And she believed that everybody should participate in the fair. And so each summer we worked really hard to make jars of canning to enter in the county fair for my mama and for me. And she'd make me get in there, and she'd say, "Get in here, you've got to make your jars of canning for the fair." I probably was not as motivated as I would have been, but my mother was determined that I was going to make that jar of canning for the fair, and so she would get me in there and teach me how to do it. So I have a lot of good memories of Extension, and my mother wanted me to be a county Extension agent, and I have been. So I think that is one of the biggest things that has happened as a result of EHC.
Thank you for all your contributions to the Extension Homemakers and for sharing your time and memories with us.
You're welcome.